The objective of this study was to compare the effectiveness of emotion regulation training and self-differentiation training on reducing internalizing and externalizing behavioral problems among 10th grade female students. Methods and materials. This study adopted a quantitative, applied, quasi-experimental design with pretest, posttest, and a 3-month follow-up, including 2 experimental groups and 1 control group. The statistical population consisted of 10th grade female students in Bagbahaduran during the 2023-2020 for academic year, from which 81 students were initially selected through cluster random sampling and convenience sampling. Participants were randomly assigned to an emotion regulation training group, a self-differentiation training group, or a control group. The emotion regulation intervention was implemented using the 10-session Think Cool, Act Cool program, while self-differentiation training was delivered based on Bowen's theory in 10 structured sessions. Behavioral problems were assessed at 3 time points using the Aichenbach Youth Self-Report Questionnaire. Data were analyzed using repeated measures analysis of variance and mixed analysis of variance in SPSS version 27. Findings: the results indicated a significant main effect of time for both internalizing and externalizing behavioral problems, demonstrating substantial reductions from pretest to posttest that were maintained at follow-up. Significant group differences were observed, with both intervention groups showing significantly lower levels of internalizing and externalizing problems compared to the control group. No statistically significant differences were found between the emotion regulation and self-differentiation training groups. Effect sizes were large for both outcome variables, indicating strong intervention effects. Conclusion: both emotion regulation training and self-differentiation training were equally effective in reducing internalizing and externalizing behavioral problems in adolescent girls, and the beneficial effects remained stable over time. These findings support the use of either intervention as an effective school-based approach for improving adolescents' emotional and behavioral adjustment.